Books and Arts.
Book Review. Germany and the Euro. The Merkel Method. Angela Merkel, A Chancellorship Forged in Crisis, by Alan Crawford and Tony Chuchka. And Europe's Deadlock, How the Euro Crisis Could Be Solved and Why It Won't Happen, by David Marsh.
Angela Merkel, Germany's Chancellor since November 2005, is now the longest-serving national leader in the European Union. Her country is more dominant in the EU and the Eurozone than ever. She is Germany's most popular politician, at home and abroad. She is unchallenged within her party, the Conservative Christian Democratic Union, or CDU, and she is coasting to another election victory in September. Yet she faces a huge and continuing problem, the euro crisis. This is the big test for her political legacy. Making matters worse, many analysts now point fingers of blame at Germany. It is too austere, too insistent on fiscal consolidation even in recession, too prone to put the burden of adjustment on deficit countries, too dominated by lawyers, not economists. These complaints and her political longevity make Mrs. Merkel an interesting subject for a book. Several have come out in German, but this work, by Alan Crawford and Tony Chuchka, two Bloomberg journalists, is one of the first to appear in English. The two authors tell the Euro story well, but their most interesting material is about her past. Such details, which include her upbringing in communist East Germany, her position as a woman in a man's world, and her background as a research chemist, help to define her domestic politics and her approach to the Euro. They also make her easy to underestimate. In 1998, she unsentimentally helped to push out her political mentor, Helmut Kohl, the man who did most to create the euro. She may be slow-moving, but she has been more effective than many with more obvious flair and charisma. At home, she is cautious, sceptical of government's ability to change things, solicitous of allies, and quick to cut down challenges. Despite preaching change to other EU countries, she is no radical reformer. Indeed, she has pulled the CDU leftward, partly out of conviction, but also to create more coalition options and steal votes from the Social Democrats. In the euro crisis, she has favoured small, slow steps. When she is in doubt or gets conflicting advice, her instinct is often to do nothing. As an Easterner, she has often leant as much towards Poland as towards France, Germany's traditional EU partner. All this may be fine at home, since Germany is humming along nicely, but it is problematic in the euro crisis. From its start in Greece in early 2010, Mrs. Merkel has been reluctant to lead, careful of committing taxpayers' money and insistent on punishing the profligate. She has been bad at telling her voters how much they gain from the euro and how much they might lose if it falls apart. She has also favoured a simple morality tale of blaming fiscal incontinence for the crisis, when loss of competitiveness and failure to reform matter far more. And she has often found it hard to work with others. She eventually forged a relationship with Francis Nicolas Sarkozy, but has not got on with his successor, François Hollande. David Marsh's short book is a more sceptical take on the euro crisis. A seasoned Bundesbank watcher and historian of the euro, he has long argued, as did the Bundesbank, that the single currency cannot work without fiscal and political union. Yet he acknowledges that this is unlikely to happen, not least because it would lack political legitimacy. So his preferred solution is to reduce the number of countries in the euro. But that too would not be easy, he concedes. In Berlin, the fear is that if any country quits, the euro could unravel all the way to the Rhine. Mrs. Merkel clearly still has much to do to save the single currency.